There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into another episode of the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. I'm Ryan Warmly, joined as I am every Friday by Dr. David Chow. Dr. Chow, thank you so much for coming on. Are you ready for some week four action?
Hit me. I mean, I'm just between surgeries. If there's any breaking news, you're going to have to fill me in. I haven't, caught up this morning.
Definitely. Yet. Well, before we look ahead to week four, I do just want to touch on the biggest storyline from last night, which was Tua Tagovailoa. Obviously, he was carted off the field, didn't look like he was moving his extremities. The Dolphins tweeted out that he was moving all of his extremities at the hospital. He was even released and sent home that night. So when you were watching that game, just sort of initial takeaways, obviously the biggest takeaway is we're hoping he's okay. But what were you thinking when you were watching that?
Well, there's no question that was a concussion in the posturing, the fingers, the wrists, the elbows. That's a clear indication of head injury. I never felt there was a significant neck injury. This wasn't going to be Ryan Shazier. This wasn't going to be paralysis. Good to hear early that he's moving all extremities. Good to have precaution and take him by ambulance to a trauma center. No issues with any of that. But fortunately, doesn't seem to be anything major with his neck. Obviously, the whiplash and the head hitting the ground. And we've seen that posturing before. I think on a big national stage, Chargers tight end Donald Parham was kind of carted off that way, ambulance and stretchered off that way last year. And he returned fully. We're expecting and hoping the same for Tua. Expected him to be discharged and fly home with the team. Thankfully, he was. But we're not poo-pooing it. Any single concussion is a big deal, not to mention what everyone's talking about, which is the potential of a second concussion within 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, certainly hoping for all the best for him there. Sticking with quarterbacks, Mac Jones has this ankle injury that he got at the very end of the Ravens game in week 3. Did not practice Thursday. There were reports early, just recently, right before we started recording this, that he was at practice on Friday and seems to want to play, but it seemed like a pretty painful injury when it happened on Sunday.
Look, very clearly, and we actually broke into the command center with video at Sports Injury Central, SICScore.com, or the YouTube channel, where you saw the command room. We said, look, this is a high ankle sprain. And in some ways, we love the Patriots because they don't say anything. So we get the last word on what it is. But you do hear all these hints. Very clear, significant high ankle sprain. So significant that he's gotten a second opinion. And the word around Boston is there have been talk of potential surgery. So how do you go from talk of potential surgery to playing this week? You don't, right? I mean, it's day to day. He's not going to play. And if he does, fade him any way that you can. I mean, the mobility and stepping through throws, et cetera. It's going to be Brian Hoyer. He's at practice. I'd be curious to see if somehow they log him in LP. You realize the definition of LP is one play in practice. So if it's a quarterback kneel down and he takes the snap, he could legally qualify as LP. But I wouldn't take the cheese that he's playing this week. Look, I think it's fantastic if he's in consideration to play next week, and I'm not sure that's happening either. More likely 4-week IR than to return to play this week. So I don't think that's just that likely. But the good news now that he's back and there's chatter, perhaps it does mean he's not having surgery.
Yeah, and we'll certainly be fading him this weekend, like you said, and also probably the entire Patriots offense with Brian Hoyer in there running things. Another guy dealing with an ankle injury is Gabe Davis of the Bills. He apparently aggravated it during the week. He said earlier this morning, Sean McDermott said he was on track to practice today. I don't know if there's been any word as of the time that we're recording this of whether or not he's actually going to play on Sunday.
We're disappointed. We did see some video where he had an inversion left ankle sprain. Before, we didn't have a lot of details. I think it was a Saturday injury or something, and it was non-contact, so we were expecting an inversion sprain. He played last week and looked okay. And we were anticipating on our field views and our individual six scores at Sports Injury Central that he'd be pretty high this week coming off the injury from a couple weeks ago. But now with the aggravation, he's back to a yellow, and his final grade is going to probably be in the 70s somewhere. It would not shock me if he played, but expectations are probably more like last week than a fully healthy week. So you're going to have to, you know, the only thing going for him is, you know, the Ravens secondary, who they play, are a little bit banged up. And you can go to Sports Injury Central, look at the individual six scores for individual wide receivers and pass defenses as well, if you have decisions to make in fantasy or otherwise.
Another guy who it actually seems is probably unlikely to play is DeAndre Swift. Didn't practice on Thursday. There were some reports that he's likely out, although nothing has been official as of the time of this recording. Do you expect to see him on the field?
DeAndre Swift, no, because of the ankle, but also because of the hit to the shoulder. He probably just needs a catch-up break. And the other worry, and I don't know what the official word is, their big wide receiver, Brown, right? I mean, he's been lighting it up, their number one wide receiver. He may be out too, so Detroit may be down some firepower there.
Yeah, Amon-Ra St. Brown has been ruled out as of this morning. That just came down the pipe. So they might be without two pretty big stars there. Another star who is going to surprise nobody to hear that he's dealing with injury issues is Christian McCaffrey. After the last couple seasons, a lot of folks have been burned by him. Didn't practice Wednesday. He did practice Friday, but he's officially listed as questionable with that thigh injury.
Yeah, when he did not practice Wednesday, we wrote an article and we were concerned. Quad, you know, burst. He's had quad before. Like his last two seasons, you know, he's tried to play through and he's injured it worse. Remember the hamstring, and it got worse. And so might not try to play through, might play the long game here. And that was Wednesday. And I got a lot of replies to, oh, you don't know. He always doesn't practice on Wednesday. But when he DMP'd on Thursday, people got nervous, and I expected him to be limited and questionable. I think, look, if you have no other options and Christian McCaffrey is your centerpiece, you got to look for the 90-minute actives and probably play him. But if you have other options, I think you have to think about them. This might be at best a split workload. I mean, you don't want to turn a quad that might be closer to 100% next week into something that's 4-6 weeks or more. That's kind of what happened when he returned a little bit early from soft tissue injury in the last year or two. So I think there's going to be some caution there from Carolina.
Lastly, Jameis Winston, he's already listed as doubtful for playing in that London game early Sunday morning with the back injury. I think it's fair to assume he probably won't play this week. So I just want to quickly ask, sort of long term, what are your expectations with him dealing with this back injury?
Well, you know, you can't spell doubt without the word out, right? And the statistically doubtful means 1% or 2% chance of playing, as we've tracked it over the years. He's not going to play. I'm less surprised that he's not playing this week than I was surprised that he actually played last week or previously with the transverse process fractures and with the knee still not 100%. So he kind of just needs a get right week in London, and that's what's happening. They have Andy Dalton. No Michael Thomas either. We're hoping that Jarvis Landry can go, maybe somewhat less than 100%. So the Saints are pretty impacted there offensively. However, the only good news is we do think the questionable Alvin Kamara will go, and he'll be paired, obviously, with Andy Dalton.
Yeah, hopefully Kamara gives the fans in London at least some Saints firepower that they get to enjoy live. He's Dr. Chow at ProFootballDoc on Twitter. I'm Ryan Warmly. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And remember, to stay on top of all the latest injury news throughout the week, check out our Fantasy News and Sports Scores app, available on both the App Store and Google Play. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.